local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Across the desk from me sits Steve Wheeler, director of Whitefields Ministries. By the way, whitefields.org is the website. We talked about that earlier today. And don't forget, you can always call. I think is it Becky that they would get a hold of?
Yeah, usually Brenda is who will answer. Brenda or Amber, but Brenda is the person at the accounting department.
Okay.
And they can always call there. And if they got a question for me, they can contact me, get me in touch. Brenda can take donations right there over the phone if somebody wants to do that, or answer some questions, or she'll get us to somebody that she'll send it to somebody that will get back to him.
So I don't know why awesome. I kept thinking it was Becky.
I don't know. We should look around. Maybe there's a nice Becky out there that needs a job.
Could be. All right. 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. Again, whitefields.org, coming out of the Gospel of John chapter 4. First and foremost, where you been?
Well, I have been all over the place, and actually, I am leaving soon. We have board meetings this week in Phoenix, so I'll be heading out there for the hot sun. But then next Saturday, 2 days after Thanksgiving, we will be going to Myanmar, Burma, and I'll be there for 4 weeks until around December 16th. Great. My wife is coming with me. Someone donated
a ticket. Good.
Yeah, someone donated our tickets, gave us the tickets for free, so we're going. And my assistant Aaron will be with us, and we will be bringing back a lot of videos of our pastors there. But it's always fun. My wife is geared up to do like preschool and kindergarten ministry. Quite a few of the churches there, they operate a kindergarten. It's a preschool. Their school starts in first grade, and very good outreach for those churches, because the parents really want their children to be ready for the school tests so they can get placed in a good class starting out with the education. You start bad, you're just put in the class with 60, 70 other kids, and there's no advancement. So they really want them to do well. And the Christian kindergarten, the Christian preschools, prepare children very well, not just because they're academic, but because those teachers also have deep concerns for the children and express love. It's also become marvelous testimonies of whole families coming to faith in Christ because a 4 or 5 year old comes home and starts sharing the gospel with them. That's pretty amazing.
That is amazing. How many people, when you go to like Burma, how many people will you see that are either school people, ministers? I mean, there's got to be some kind of circuit. I mean, I don't
sure.
Do you get to all of them, or do you?
We will do a lot of traveling, a lot of driving all around the Yangon area in the Irrawaddy Delta. We support pastors, so I'll spend our first week there. And what they'll do, they'll pick me up at the hotel. You have to stay in a hotel in Myanmar. That's a rule of the government. People need to remember, we just kind of came through an election. People often think America is like the whole world. Everyone's the same way. But there are very strict rules about where you can go, who you can see. And they've loosened up a little bit, but there will be areas where, as a foreigner, I'm not allowed to go into. So our pastors will come out from those places and meet us out where they can come to, and I can be with them. But I will get picked up at the hotel, they'll drive me off, we'll visit a church, we'll generally host a meal with the people at their church, and I will preach to them, we'll walk around the community, I'll greet the people in their community. They will also serve that meal to everybody around their church in the village. So it's kind of a treat, it's like a Christmas dinner. The specialty is that there'll probably be a little piece of meat added to their meal, and that'll be a very rare occasion for most of those people. And so because we're kind of hosting it, that's going to happen. And all those people will come by and say, well, what's happening? Well, we've got a special guest visiting from America. We're having a Christmas meal. Now, you have to remember, 85% Buddhists in that country, they don't really celebrate Christmas openly like we do, all the shopping malls putting out lights. So for them to do that becomes a real opportunity to evangelize and reach out around to the community.
How many, like, was there a number that, like, when you go on a trip like this, first of all, how long do you go for? Is it like a week?
I'll be there for about 3 weeks.
Wow.
I'll be there from
weeks.
November 26th to December 16th. We start flying back. We have an institute in Yangon of about 35 young people, 20-year-olds. They are studying to become church planters. Most of them are children of pastors that have grown up in the church setting, and so they want to now go out and become either church leaders, church pastors, church planters, and so they're studying there. I will teach in that institute a couple of days, so we'll spend like 8 hours. I'll come in, and we'll spend 9 to 5, and we'll teach there. And then we've got about 30 churches that we've helped plant, so I'll go visit those churches, see how they're doing. Some of them have exceeded what we might have even dreamed when they started out, just bamboo huts and a little tin roof. Now they've been built into concrete buildings, and they've got 40, 50, 100 people that are attending regularly. So I'll usually visit about 3 churches in a day. So we'll go, we'll have one that's kind of the highlight church. I'll get there in the morning, we'll have a meal with them. And then on the drive back, we'll visit 2 or 3 other churches along the way, and I'll walk the communities with their pastor. Usually there'll be a greeting or a gathering, and maybe anywhere from 30 to 40 people will come and be there to greet me at the church. And so in any given day, I might end up interacting with anywhere from 80 to 100 people. And many of them will want to come up and share their testimony with me, or at least come up and shake my hand and say, I was not a Christian until the church was planted here, and thank you. And sometimes that's all they can say in English is thank you. So there's usually 2 or 3 translators working with me through the day. And it's kind of exciting to just be in the thrust of that. And then I have to come home and sit in my office and work and keep all that going.
So you really have an opportunity to engage, though, with hundreds of people
Of people at a time on the trip.
Wow.
We will bring, and then we'll also be traveling up into the Chin Mountain regions. And we've got quite a few church planters up there that we've supported. But you also remember that sometimes those church planters that we've supported also have some other friends that have become pastors or that are pastors. And all of them will gather together, and we'll host them for a day-long Bible conference. And we might have 35, 40, or 50 pastors from a whole region, like a whole kind of maybe all of Southern California kind of migrating and gathering. Some of them will travel 4 or 5 hours so that they can spend a day with us, and we'll get together, talk, pray, preach, enjoy the testimony times together. And sometimes we're able to send them back with some musical instruments, like some guitars. Or last year, we sent the very first keyboard into a mountain region. They had no other musical instruments. And so we were able to send them back with an electronic keyboard that they could take back and start having music instruments in their worship. And it was.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun thing to do.
Yeah. All right. I got to ask you this question. So, all these trips that you've taken, I'm sure you've had thousands of lessons from the Lord, because you've done this for a long time. Anything the Lord taught you that is just like, you know, out of all the things, for all the stuff that I've done in all the years, this one is just like, this is the gold star lesson.
That is a good question. I think, though, I'm trying to remember the specifics. I can't remember exactly how this happened, but I remember one time that there was this place where I thought everything that we had kind of structured, we thought should be happening, wasn't happening. And I was arriving there. And when I got there, the pastor came and shared, and I met a group of people that had all become believers. And it had happened just rapidly within like the past few weeks. And I remember thinking how small I was and what God could do, and yet how insignificant and tiny I was in the process.
Wow.
That ultimately that it was God doing this. And I got to visit there 2 years later and came back. I think one other lesson, I was in Yokote in the Akita Prefecture of Japan. It's up in the far north region. And I was there 2 years ago, and there were only 6 people in the church in a town of over 100,000 people. As I visited around with them, they were the only evangelical church in that whole town, that whole city.
Wow.
I mean, that's the only one. Now, there were some other like missionary churches, but as I talked to their people that were kind of there, they no longer really preached the gospel. They were just, we are Christians, but we're Shinto on the weekends, and we do this and we do that. And so this church, they were, and when I prayed that morning with them, afterwards, one of the people, one of those six people, came up to me and they said, "We felt so alone, but not anymore."
Wow.
And it was like that realization. What was also quite interesting, that morning, there was a girl there that was becoming a teacher at a preschool, and the school had said, "Well, you need to attend a church somewhere," and she decided to go to this one. It was a brand-new church. They were just starting. They'd only been there for 5 months, and so she decided to come to this one. So I asked her, I said, "Well, do you know anything about Christianity?" "No, they said I was supposed to go to church." I said, "Have you ever read the Bible?" She says, "Well, I own a Bible, but I don't understand it." Well, let's sit down right now. We can start explaining this. And we got her set up to visit with the pastor's wife, and she began attending that church just out of the blue, kind of for no other reason, just said, "This is a brand new church. I think I'll go visit it." And she was one of the people there that morning.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's great. So we need a break off and then come back in. But it's just amazing to see what the Lord has done through this ministry, and yet you can still recognize. I'm a very small cog out of this entirely large engine of gears and cogs all over the place, right?
Very much so. God is doing a lot out there in the world. It's really exciting.
Yeah. So, I mean, people need to know. This is one of the ways that they get to know. A couple of things to tell people. Whitefields.org. I don't want you to forget that. Whitefields.org. That's the website. You can check out testimonies. There's some videos. There's some different links on there that'll give you a chance to see what they're doing, what they're engaged with. We talk to you about this every day, but I want you to take advantage, as Steve's talking, to really check it out. You can call them 760-846-8610. And apparently it's Brenda that will answer, not Becky.
Okay, sorry about that.
At the accounting department.
Yeah, the accounting department. And no matter what, you can take a few moments and pray. Because it only takes a few moments to pray for somebody, and everybody appreciate that. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ. The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, hanging out with Steve Wheeler from Whitefields Ministries, and he's just telling some of the stories that give you an understanding, and I think I can say this, that when you get to know Steve and you talk to Steve, he has been, I don't want to say you've been around the block in kind of a bad capacity. Let's say he has a tremendous amount of experiences that have to do with gospel sharing and gospel teaching and presentations. So when you're asking him a question like I asked him in that last segment, you know, what's really kind of stood out there, you really get that sense where you go over to John the Baptist, where John the Baptist goes, "He must increase, I must decrease."
Absolutely.
And you get that part coming out of what he's sharing. It's the first thing I thought of when you said that. Because we can do a lot of things, but you know what we can't do? We can't put the power in the gospel. It's God's gospel.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing. I hear testimonies of people coming to faith all the time, and that's probably one of the most exciting parts of this trip is I will get to sit down and hear from people who will share with me. Some of them, I've read their testimony. But then when they're sharing it in person, especially if it's through a translator and the translator's helping them, and then they get to that point, all of a sudden everything just chokes up and wells up and their eyes start crying. And then they come back with, "This is when I gave my life to Christ." And you're looking at them and you realize maybe they're a grandma and they pat their grandson on the knee and say that they told me that the spirits and the demons I was serving would kill him and would injure my family, but my God is greater than them. And you're in person, they're sitting there. It's like, wow, that's powerful. And you're right. We can't do that part that God does. But when you're a part of it, you just step back and you say, God is powerful. I am amazed that he used me. That's the part that just becomes, wow, God, you let us be a part of this. And we, a lot of times at Whitefields, we use the word partnership. Hebrews has a wonderful verse in it that talks about Hebrews 13. It talks about partners with those that are afflicted and persecuted. Uh-huh. And we support pastors all over the world. As I was going through this election season, I don't know how everybody feels about all that now, but there's a lot of angst out there from everybody. But you know the thing that I kept setting back with? Every country I go to, they have less freedoms than we have. It's more dangerous to be a Christian. It's in some places, their own family are trying to kill them. And we're alongside them saying, hey, we will support you to start a church here. They're the ones out there boldly saying, I'm going to be a Christian. You might be killed for that. Yes, I know, but God will protect me. Okay, I'll partner with you. I'm going to pray for you. We're going to give you support so you can sustain your family while you're doing that full time. That's really what people do when they become a part of White Fields. They can peruse our website, look at the stories, read the testimonies on the prayer pages. If they want to get involved in support, this is a great time to do it. We're setting up our budget for next year. We're bringing on two new pastors in Japan, bringing on two new pastors in the Middle East. I'll tell you what, that's exciting to see the evangelism that's going on there. People that are coming to faith in Jesus Christ. And through the national pastors we're supporting, there are now hundreds of people gathered into a church. And one of those started out in one of the first churches we supported there. And it became kind of a Bible study for Egyptian day workers. The migrant workers in the country where we were at are Egyptians. They started a Bible study for these guys, and it grew because so many of them began to come to faith in Christ that now they've told me, they said, we've got enough people here, like over 100 are gathering. We think they should become their own church.
Wow.
And so by God's grace, we're going to begin supporting a pastor to be the pastor of that Egyptian group of fellowship that began out of a Bible study at a church that we just started 5 years ago.
Ah, that is so cool.
That's a reproduction that comes.
You have to love that.
Yeah, and people can join. They could give $50, $20, whatever they want to give per month, and we pool it all together. We'll get over there. We'll give them a support so they can live and sustain and be a pastor full-time at that place.
All right, so that's what it is. That's what you're hearing from our very own Steve Wheeler, that you have the opportunity to help advance the gospel to the farthest reaches of the world for people that maybe you will not meet. Maybe you could meet them through letter, through video, whatever the case may be, but this is taking the gospel to the farthest reaches of the world. This isn't taking it to Maui so that everybody can drink a little pineapple juice. This is off the beaten path.
Hard to reach places.
Hard to reach places, taking the gospel, which is the mission and the call. Whitefields.org. Whitefields.org out of John chapter 4. 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. And as most of you know, Steve is my go-to guy in regards to subbing for me. So he's had a little more work of late than I think he would have preferred. But yeah, I think he has a good
time. Anytime. Love it.
Yeah. Love having you on. Great job,
Thank you, as always.
Ladies and gentlemen, check out Whitefields. Please pray for them, please. That's my petition to you for you to help them. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, taking a 22-hour break. Then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.